Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Anyway, this is about Tim Walz, spelt W-A-L-Z, who Kamala Harris has just revealed is going to be her vice presidential running mate. So that was a surprise move. I mean, I didn't see it coming. I can't think of any who pundit who did. And okay, to say that I've committed punditry would be excessive self-laudation. Anyhow, he wasn't even seen as some of the papabile. One of the papabile for this role. As I understand it, a presidential candidate, he or she is nominated by the party, and then it's completely within the gift of said presidential nominee to appoint his or her running mate, and she's picked Tim Walz. It seems like a sort of Tim Kaine Mark II, right down to the name Tim. If you cast your mind back 8 years when Hillary Rodham Clinton selected Tim Kaine, the dullest man in existence, as her running mate. I remember one of Bart Simpson's criteria of a bogus politician is select a running mate to make himself look clever by comparison, but this one to make himself look exciting by comparison. I mean, Kamala Harris, truly despicable species, specimen of our species. But anyway, she's one thing I can say for her, I don't think she's dull. This chap seems to me, Tim Kaine was extra boring. Anyway, so he's 60 years old, and okay, because she's much younger than Trump, she doesn't need someone that much younger than herself. He is the classic boring white guy, and he's currently the governor of Minnesota. So why did she pick someone? I suppose to show he can win in somewhere that the Republicans often win. He's from the Midwest, that they don't have this contemptuous attitude, the Democrats, towards it as a flyover country. So he's from Middle America, from a large rural state with a fairly small population. He's been married for decades. He's got two children. Okay, so that's maybe partly so-called correcting the cat lady image of childlessness or something like that. So he was a teacher, which is really unusual. The last time I think a former teacher was a vice presidential candidate was Geraldine Ferraro, wasn't it, in 1984, who was Walter Mondale's candidate, the first vice presidential candidate for any major party. There was that Miss Chisholm. Was she a vice presidential or presidential candidate? We're back in the 70s, an African-American woman for some very minor party. I can't think who it was it the Greens or something. But this Mr. Walz, well, yeah, he was in the National Guard, so the part-time army for decades, got some promotion there. Okay, he doesn't touch alcohol as well, which would go down various people. He's even worked in China, things like that. So otherwise, he was in the House of Representatives before years before she picked him. Why did she pick him? As I suppose it couldn't be another woman. They probably thought that would be too unusual. It would be too much of a curveball to have another visible ethnic minority person. He's from a small state, a not very important state. Doesn't it only have how many electoral votes does it have? It's more than three. It's not that tiny. It's up there on the Canadian border. It's one of the whitest states in the US. I don't think he's ever lost an election. But he's a truly ghastly person, like Kamala Harris. He is vicious. He's extremely cruel. He is passionately committed to violence against children, to the ultimate act of violence against children. So he's just extremely bloodthirsty like her. So in that sense, it's very, very bad news. It's a dark day for the human race when people like this win, because if they have their say, when the next vacancy arises in the Supreme Court, they will try to appoint someone who wants to declare open season on kids. So we need to worry about the world's children. They are not safe with these two who have their hands on the levers of power. And you may say it's a state issue, but of course, I mean, the Democrats often like a federal issue, as in open season on children, children to be murdered in the womb. It gets even worse, as I pointed out. If a child is born and he or she is badly injured, urgently in need of emergency medical care, Kamala Harris would deny health care to children who desperately need it just because their mothers didn't want to be born. They have been born. Even according to Kamala Harris's sick and twisted philosophy, these babies are babies and they are alive because they're outside the womb. But she says, no, must do nothing to save them. And he's like that. So he's got a 100% approval rating, this bloke, Tim Walz, from Planned Parenthood, which is really not about parenthood, which is about, well, I suppose parents killing their own kids is that kind of parenthood. So he is a very evil man indeed in that sense. Now, on other issues, he's not so bad, sensible on gun control, the environment, the economy, just about everything else. But, you know, he's sane, he's rational, he's not stupid, but he is very cruel in that sense, absolutely satanic, like that woman, like Kamala Harris herself. And that's the thing, is I agree with the Democrats in almost everything, but not this one, because I recognize a child has a right to life. And a child is a child, whether he or she is in utero or outside of the uterus, whether his parents want him or her not to live. I was watching Christian Hawkins, who's the doyen of Students for Life in the United States, arguing with someone who's campaigning for the murder of children. And so Christian Hawkins was putting this person, supposing the attempt to abort the child and the girl or boy comes out alive, should doctors save this person? And the person was saying, well, no, because this, it is not a baby. It's not it, it's actually he or she. Well, saying, wait a second. I mean, this is me arguing now. Whether you're a human being or not is not contingent on somebody else's desire to recognize you as such, you know, especially your mother. If my mother wishes to consider me a giraffe, that doesn't actually make me a giraffe. If someone else wishes to regard me as the King of Portugal, that wouldn't actually mean that I really am the King of Portugal. So my status cannot be changed by someone else pretending that my status is different than what it really is, or wishing it were different. You know, if somebody else wanted me to be 5 foot tall, that doesn't actually make me 5 foot tall. If somebody else wants me to be 300 years old, that doesn't mean that I am now 300 years old, does it? Okay. If somebody wishes to claim that a baby is not a baby, that does not change the fact that this baby really is a baby. So if a baby is born and the parents want him or her to live, that means the baby is a baby, okay, according to the sick and twisted casuistry of the abortion industry. But if baby is born and the parents do not want their daughter or son to survive, the abortionist would claim that that means that somehow this baby is not actually a baby or a human being, or maybe even alive at all. I mean, if you think the baby is not alive, why would you object to actually trying to save that child? I mean, I think David Pakman, someone whom I have a lot of time for, respect, comes across as very congenial, but an advocate of the mass murder of children. And I was watching his radio show, and what was he saying about it? That, the pro-lifers, they want to ban abortion in late terms, and they're saying that, you know, women, mothers, is what they really are, turn up at the abortion clinic sort of the last few weeks, and they decide to have an abortion more or less on a whim, and that's preposterous because that never transpires. There's no need to make it illegal. But wait a second, if it doesn't happen, why on earth would you object to prohibiting it? Because it won't make any difference, according to you. So clearly it does happen, which is why you're so eager to prevent any protections for children, any recognition of their humanity. Yeah. Anyway, so I still think Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are going to lose. I don't think he matters much of the ticket. I suppose he doesn't take anything away from the ticket. Maybe because she feels that she's a bit of an unusual candidate, given her ethnicity and her sex and so on. So she's choosing someone who's quite different. She's from a very liberal state, so choosing Minnesota, which is not so liberal, so maybe more appealing to the hinterland. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79gmail.com. Thank you so much for the donation I got from somebody yesterday. I won't say the amount. I shan't say your name unless you request me to do so. Toodaloo.